Welcome to A Guided Meditation by Schools of Excellence. I'm glad you've taken the time to meditate today to honor your mind, your body, and your soul. Hello there, and welcome to this guided meditation to help anchor and prepare you as you enter your school. I want you to start by finding a comfortable position and feeling the weight of your body pressing down into your chair. Whether you're sitting at home, or you're sitting in your car, or you're sitting already inside of the center, really take a moment to ground yourself and feel your feet firmly placed on the floor. I want you to tune into your breath and take a nice deep breath in and exhale. I want you to feel your shoulders relax. Relax deeply into your chair and tune into the sensations of your body. Really relax and surrender as you breathe in and out. On your next in-breath, I want you to breathe in gratitude and love and breathe out anxiety, frustration, and resentment. Breathe in the infinite possibilities, the endless opportunities of greatness that lies ahead of you. And breathe out and let go of anything that you need to put away and put down and let go of. Breathe out any grudges or hardships, stuff from the day before that don't serve you. And I want you to breathe in the divine and trust that he has a magnificent plan for yourself for today. Breathe out the self-doubt, the judgment, the blame. Forgive yourself. Maybe you need to forgive someone else also. That's beautiful. Breathe in. Stay here with me. You may be getting distracted at this moment. That's okay. Don't fight the thoughts. Thoughts come in involuntarily. Accept that. Thoughts are like waves. Feel the waves coming in. Crashing firmly at your feet as your feet are firmly planted into the ground, into the sand. Feel the warm water rushing onto your legs and send them back into the ocean. That could be your thoughts, could be the emotions that you're feeling. They're like waves. They come in, they overtake us for a moment, and then you send them back. So as you're continuing to breathe, you start to feel your body relax, and you'll also start to notice areas that are still stressed or tight. I want you to focus on that areas now. Breathe into the area of tightness. Breathe in and come back into your body. Everything that you do is creating a ripple effect that will serve the generations of children that are impacted by your leadership. Trust your intuition. Remember that faith is belief without proof. You can trust to go forward into this day. Even if you don't have every single thing lined up in front of you, even if you don't understand every move you have to make, you don't need to control that. Surrender. Surrender to God, to the divine, to the higher power, whatever it is for you. You are creating ripples of goodness and excellence into this world. You have chosen to be a school leader, a person who shapes and molds the next generation of leaders. Step in to who you are. Breathe that in. Because now you're ready to listen and to believe in yourself. You're opening your heart and mind, and so the answers will come to you. Leaders like you don't conform to the ways of the world. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Think of the expansiveness that comes from inside of you, because everything that you need is inside of you. You have the power to create stability and sturdiness for yourself. Feel it. Feel the sturdiness in your feet on the ground. Breathe into that. Imagine yourself pouring that level of security and safety into your team. Imagine yourself being an overflowing cup of energy that you have so much to give. Open your beautiful heart, your mind. Invite the peace. Invite serenity. Invite calm. Let go of the urgency. Invite curiosity. Say hello to the space that you're creating. Say hello to all of this infinite space that you can allow your attention to go to. Now your mind might be racing back to urgency, to go check something off, to go hustle. Let it go. Breathe. Remind urgency. Thank you for serving me until now. I no longer need you. I am relaxing. I am learning to invite calm. I can sit in the discomfort. I can feel these emotions. I don't need to run from it. Let's open your beautiful heart, your humble heart, and put your hand on your chest, on your heart. And I want you to say thank you. Thank you to those in your life, to your leadership team, to your staff, to your families, to those that have chosen to be here, to the people that have chosen to link arms with you and be in relationship with you. Breathe. Relax those shoulders. Relax. Say thank you to those that have left you. Thank you for the service they have provided, for the lessons they have taught you, for the clarity. They have given you exactly what is required. And they have served their purpose here. They're on to their next purpose. You've created space to invite support, to receive support, to receive guidance and the sturdy structures of the relationships that exist with you. Believe that you can trust yourself. Believe that you have intuition to listen to. Make the space to listen to it. And as you step into your school building today, bring in that culture of calm. Bring in the tolerance for discomfort. You can smile even when you're going through hard things. You can choose joy. You can choose peace over perfection. You can feel pride for the person you are becoming, because you are making history as one of the leaders that will shape future generations of leaders. You are stepping forward into how things can be done. You are changing how future leaders will lead their lives and create connections, lead with excellence, with kindness, with love, with empathy. You are part of this. You get to see the influence that you're having on the people around you. Feel that energy. Hold it. Bring that into the school building. Feel the sense of safety and groundingness that is surrounding you. You know everything will be okay. You feel relaxed in the knowing, in the believing that it's great. You believe and you know there's work to be done and there's challenges in front of you. But you didn't sign up for easy. You're the leader. You chose the hard. You chose to look into the future. You know how to see the pebbles, the rocks, the stones, the boulders that you've overcome and what lies ahead. Breathe. Relax into it. Stay sturdy, sturdy, sturdy with your feet. Keep your palms open and relaxed on your body. And as you sit back into, you feel that there's less friction. You have less resistance. You're smiling. You feel your pulse in a different way. You've tapped into the energy that magnifies what you know. You are whole. Embrace that. Birthright is your wholeness. You are enoughness. You are the chief of your school. Allow your heart to expand. Feel the fulfillment in your soul. And remember who you are, where you came from, and where you are going next. I invite you to slowly enter back into the room. And when you feel ready, slowly open your eyes. And I invite you to carry this energy with you throughout the day. Thank you for choosing to meditate today.